This is Akashvani. The news are read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the presiding officer, Dilip Saikia, took up the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Minister of State for Home Nithyananda Rai moved the bill amid opposition uproar. The bill was passed in the House amid ruckus without any discussion. Meanwhile, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju criticized the opposition for not participating in the discussion. The minister said he had repeatedly appealed to the opposition, including the Congress, to ensure that such an important bill is properly discussed.
Parliament has been sent. The bill is to speak alone, not to create a ruckus. But you do not take part in the bill. Then you go out in the news and say that the government does not hold discussions, passes the bill without discussion. You cannot level this allegation. You have lost your chance. I just want to say this much, that the next bill that you bring, if you do such a ruckus in that too, then this will not be good at all. Therefore, cooperate. Do not create ruckus.
The government has clarified that the ethanol blended petrol program does not compromise India's food security and is aimed at strengthening the country's energy security, reducing dependence on imported crude oil, and providing better return to farmers. Responding to recent claims regarding the use of Food Corporation of India's rice for ethanol production, the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that food security obligations are always given top priority. The ministry also clarified that damaged grain, broken rice and food grain unfit for human consumption among the feedstocks used for ethanol production, helping convert otherwise unusable stocks into clean energy. At least 9 people lost their lives after the 4-story Kohinoor building collapsed late last night in Bhiwandi town of Maharashtra. Rescue and relief operations have been conducted on a war footing by the fire brigade, police and civic authorities. State's Disaster Management Minister Girish Mahajan visited the accident site this morning and took a detailed review of the rescue operations. He announced a financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over death of people in the building collapse. Prime Minister Modi has announced an excretion of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased and a financial assistance of 50,000 rupees for the injured. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red color warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Madhya Maharashtra today. The weather agency has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Punjab and West Madhya Pradesh for the day. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in a positive zone for the third consecutive session today. The Sensex rose 166 points or 0.2% to close at 70,095. The Nifty added 66 points or nearly 0.3% to settle at 24,384. At the Commonwealth Games, Indian weightlifter Lovpreet Singh won a silver medal in the men's 110-kilogram category, while Seema Kaliramna bagged a bronze medal in the women's discus throw at Glasgow last night. Australia continued to lead the standings with 110 medals, while India were 10th with 17 medals on day 8. India's medal count includes 3 gold, 10 silver and 4 bronze. In the women's discus throw, Seema Kaliramna clinched a bronze medal with 58.65 meters, while compatriot Nidhi Rani finished 4th. Early in the day, Neeraj Chopra qualified for the men's javelin throw finals. Javelin throwers Rohit Yadav and Yashveer Singh have also entered the finals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated weightlifter Lovpreet Singh for winning the silver in the men's plus 110-kilogram event at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. In a social media post, Mr. Modi mentioned that Lovpreet's outstanding performance in the snatch event set a new Commonwealth Games record. Prime Minister Modi also congratulated Seema Kaliramna, securing bronze medal in the women's discus throw event in Commonwealth Games 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.